Labor Day Monday, as the 1-0 is grounded slowly to the left side. Up with it, the shortstop Wimmer throws to first, and that's the first out of the inning. Scored 6-3 on the putout, and there is one away. So two outs to go for this Grizzlies squad. We'll allow them to say they can pick up the win here, get back on the right track after a rough series down at Visalia. This is a good way to start off the last series of the year. Of course, Grizzlies been eliminated from the playoffs as of yesterday, but still playing for the statistics and for the pride, of course, as the four-hitter, Cesar Quintas, steps in, takes the first pitch for a strike. It's nothing and one. It's Labor Day afternoon ball game, and played in front of a crowd of 2,080 fans. Thank you for coming out, as this one swung on and missed. And it's quickly nothing and two to the Giants center fielder. Grizzlies leading 5-1 here in the top of the ninth. As on 0-2, Eaton gets him to swing and miss, and it's a three-pitch strikeout for Connor Eaton. And the Giants are quickly down to their last out as the Grizzlies happy to be back home. And fans, speaking of home, Les Provence apartment homes at the Dominion is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located at 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Les Provence is one of Fresno's most luxurious one- and two-bedroom apartments. Visit our website at lesprovenceapts.com and discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you, and we thank Manco Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth inning. So a quick 0-2 count to Jeremiah Jenkins, the five-hole hitter and first baseman for the visiting San Jose Giants, and the Grizzlies are a strike away from getting back in the win column. 0-2 from Connor Eaton, here it comes, swinging a foul back to the screen, and we'll do it at least one more time. As the count moves to 0-2 with two away, Grizzlies played a very clean ball game to this point. No errors. Pitching squad has been good. Here's the 0-2 inside on the hands, and it's ball one. One ball and two strikes, so we'll see at least one more pitch from the Grizzlies lefty. And the Grizzlies lefty, Eaton, hoping to see a grand total of one more pitch. Good to pick up the 13th strikeout here. Here's the pitch. Called strike three, and it is the 13th strikeout for the Grizzlies, and that's the ball game. Final score, 5-1. Grizzlies get back in the win column, back home at Chukchansey Park. We'll be back after this with postgame, final line, and more. Thank you for tuning in on ESPN 1430. Stream, guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com and the Valley Live app. I'm Ben Hensley, filling in for Stephen Rice. Stay tuned for postgame after this.
Even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fresno State Night returns to Chukchansey Park as the Fresno Grizzlies face off against the San Jose Giants on September 5th. Faculty and alumni can grab a special 2 for $10 ticket deal at FresnoGrizzlies.com/offers. See you on September 5th for Fresno State Night.
Welcome back to Chukchansey Park. Final line, Grizzlies beat the visiting San Jose Giants 5-1. The final line for the Giants, visiting Giants, one run, three hits on one error. The Grizzlies pushed across five runs, nine hits, and no errors. Giants left four men on base. Grizzlies, on the other hand, left nine on base. So we'll bring you some of the highlights here. First for the visiting Giants. Actually, lowlights, I would say, for the visiting Giants, as the loss goes to Ryan Vanderhei. He worked three innings. Gave up three hits, one run. It was earned on one walk and four strikeouts. Vanderhei drops to a record of 2-3. On the Grizzlies side, Grizzlies starting pitcher Ismael Luciano had a phenomenal outing. Six innings pitched. He only gave up three hits. One run. It was earned. Walked three and struck out seven. He lowers his earned run average almost half a point to 4.55 by the end of this ball game. Fidel Ulloa came in, worked two innings, struck out four, gave up nothing in the hits, runs, or earned column. Also didn't give up a walk as Connor Eaton came in and got the last three outs in the top of the ninth inning. A non-save situation, but he did strike out two, allowing no hits, no runs, and no walks as well. So the Grizzlies with another jump out in front game. This is the 11th in their last 13 ball games where we have seen the Grizzlies jump out to an early 1-0 lead. They jumped out to that 1-0 lead in the bottom of the first inning once again. This time coming again in the bottom of the first inning on an Aiden Longwell sacrifice fly to the center fielder. That scored Kelvin Hidalgo. In the bottom of the fourth, the Grizzlies tacked onto that 1-0 lead on a fielding error by Cesar Quintas. When Brad Cumbest reached on a fly ball to center field with two away, Ben McCabe scored all the way from second. That made it 2-0. Aiden Longwell later in the inning singled to the right fielder, scoring Brad Cumbest. And that would end the scoring in the fourth. The fifth inning, though, the Grizzlies came right back after seeing Lisbel Diaz double home a run for the Giants, making it 3-1. Well, the Grizzlies scored another two on a line drive to left field by the catcher Ben McCabe. That scored Tommy Hopfe and Jason Hinchman. So Hopfe, again, came into this game with only two hits in a Grizzlies uniform. He leaves with four. He doubled the hit total. He went 2-for-4 with two singles. He also stole his first base in a Grizzlies uniform as the Fresno State product looks to come back home and make the Fresno crowd proud, and he did so this afternoon. So the Grizzlies improved their record to 27-34 in the second half of the year, 65-61 overall. San Jose Giants fall to a 34-27 record in the second half, a 71-55 record overall. The Giants, of course, did lock up the California North Division after last night's win, but these Grizzlies still playing, again, for pride and for experience and for Fresno. As fans, come on to the ballgame. We do not have a game tomorrow, but we'll be back right here at Chicansey Park on Wednesday night at 6:50 as the Grizzlies continue this six-game set against the San Jose Giants. The expected arms on Wednesday, San Jose tosses Josh Bostic with a 2-9 record, 4.62 earned run average against the Grizzlies starter, right-hander McCade Brown. Brown still working his way back from Tommy John surgery that he had, sidelined him for all of last year and most of the beginning of this year. He comes on with an 0-1 record, a 6.17 earned run average, but the last time we saw him in Fresno, he had a phenomenal outing. We'll hope to see more from him this coming Wednesday. So again, fans, no ball game tomorrow, but on Wednesday night, 6:50, coming out to the park. And on Thursday night, coming out to the park for Fresno State night. And for that matter, come on out until Sunday. Grizzlies will be here all week as we look to continue this series against the San Jose Giants off on the right foot on this Labor Day game. 5-1, final score, Grizzlies over the San Jose Giants. For Stephen Rice, I'm Ben Hensley on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Valley Life app, and ESPN 1430. We'll be back on Wednesday. Thanks for listening to Grizzlies Baseball.
Whoa, even parked, you can hear the 2024 Toyota Tacoma's powerful engine. Ultra-responsive torque. I could pull a jet ski, dirt bikes, construction materials. Should I start flipping houses? Oh, wow. Is that the 2024 Land Cruiser? iForce Max Hybrid powertrain, full-time four-wheel drive. This Land Cruiser is legendary. Am I worthy? Where do I go? Where can't I go? How much vacation time do I have left? Oh, find yourself in a capable, reliable new Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.